From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seewert. For generations in central Wisconsin, motorcycle racing has been more than a sport. It's been a community tradition fueled by volunteers, local riders, and clubs that helped build the scene from the ground up. The Rib Mountain Riders Motorcycle Club is formally marking 80 years in 2026, with history that stretches from post-war racing and fairgrounds events to today's flat track competitions and charity work in the Wausau area. Today, we're talking with William Bell, a longtime member of the club who is outside of Antigo Yamaha on Highway 45. Thanks for talking with us, William.
Pleasure to be here. Just a treat.
We exchanged some emails before you joined me here, and you said that the history of the club actually goes farther back than 80 years. Tell us about that.
Indeed. If you go back to the time period just after the turn of the century, in this case, the 1900s, and the emergence of the manufacturers like Harley Davidson, of course, everybody knows Indian, which was a dominant brand in that era. It's the old story. The moment that you make two of anything, the first race starts. And that's what happened. In the teens, the 1900s, the original Wausau Motorcycle Club was formed. So technically, the core of our club goes back over 100 years. And they're deeply entwined with the fairgrounds, which, of course, that was your entertainment venue in that time period in this country. All those ovals with the horses raced on became a natural for motorcycles. And that's what happened at the Marathon County Fairgrounds, of course. That was a fantastic venue for motorcycle racing when it existed, as did the oval tracks in the Langley County area. And a lot of the members of the Wausau Motorcycle Club and later the Rib Mountain Riders Motorcycle Club came from both Marathon County and Langley County. Right about the time that you get into that 1940-ish area, you see the club reorganized as Rib Mountain Riders from that old Wausau Motorcycle Club. And that club existed as it was up until World War II. And then there was a little bit of a break there. And then they reemerged after the war to what we know now.
How are you marking this milestone for the club?
We've gone through this not that long ago. We've had our 75th anniversary, obviously 5 years ago. And we did certain things then too, with an eye towards the 80th being, you know, bigger and grander. We have things that we do as a club normally, promoting different kinds of events. And what we've done is we've kind of folded in different ways of celebrating this into it. For example, we have a bike show and a party type atmosphere scheduled for Bull Falls Brewery. And that's going to be fun. There's going to be some live music there and so on like that. So that's kind of taken the place of a party. We looked at having, you know, the huge grandiose celebration and so on like that. And we realized that you know, doesn't always work the way you think it does. So we kept it more oriented towards motorcycle sport. And we're continuing to do that. We also will be having a dual sport adventure ride in Langley County. In addition, we also have a ride in at the Milwaukee Burger Company scheduled. So we've got three kind of tentpole events that we're going to be working with, as well as just, you know, talking to people and letting them know that this legacy organization exists.
Tell me what drew you to this club personally.
It was the racing. There's no two ways about it. Like any club that relies on volunteers, they have the high points and the low points as far as membership and everything goes. The club has often varied between a few dozen to several dozen members over time. There was a period in the 15-year ago area or so where the club membership was getting down into the single digits, and the members at that time chose to get back into it, as they say. This was after Marathon County Fairgrounds removed the oval. So going back to doing the races on the oval really wasn't an option. So they turned to Langley County, and there is a fantastic facility for motorsports in Langley County. So they got back to doing ovals. I had just started racing motorcycles on oval tracks. I had been racing quads for quite a while before that. And I expanded back into motorcycles in the summertime on the oval. So, of course, being employed here at a dealership in Antigo, it was a natural to run over to the fairgrounds. And that was actually my first race on a motorcycle in the summertime on an oval. as I've had experience working with organizations putting on racing prior to that with ice racing in the wintertime, I just walked up and offered my services and joined the club and have been with them ever since.
What does it feel like when you get onto the track?
It's all the things you'd love to do on the street, but you really can't. You just can't push things to the limits on the street. That's kind of an important distinction. My day job is obviously working at a motorcycle dealership where, we sell performance, but there's a limit to that performance, whether you're on a trail, and riding responsibly, whether you're on the street and riding within the laws. You get on the racetrack and it's just you. And whatever you're riding, whether it's a quad or a motorcycle, and you try to find the limits within your capabilities. There's the old story: if you don't fall down, you haven't pushed it far enough. But the virtue of age tends to bring those limits a little more in focus, and that's one advantage of continuing to race at the age group that I am. Everybody there has to get up for work the next day.
What do you think draws younger riders into a club with such deep roots, and what keeps them involved?
The biggest thing is you're doing something, right? There's a certain part of you as a person that wants to get out and do something. I've been involved with snowmobile clubs and other racing organizations, and obviously the motorcycle club here. And the common denominator in all that is the people join because they want to do something. And when you stop doing something, that's when you lose memberships. And I think other clubs echo something very similar to that. When you're out there, you're doing something. It doesn't really matter what. When you're doing it, something, it keeps people involved, keeps them interested, and that's the big positive right there.
William Bell from the Rib Mountain Riders Motorcycle Club. Thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.